uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Campus Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 29th of November. Sorry, that was some really cheesy tunage. I'll explain later.
That was
probably the cheesiest ever. It was so badly linked as not to be worthwhile. I've had a tweet. I've had a tweet from Chris Hyde of Chameleogenics, and he says, "Business Bunker, Paul, not Joe. Please, can I have a Business Bunker shout out? I'm looking forward. Great to be invited back onto the show in January.
This is such what's the word? Karma, isn't it? That you said that and not Joe, and I read that out about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll
so you said it didn't.
But it gets better because you just said what? You said it was what? It was karma.
Karma. Yeah.
And he's from Chameleogenics, so that would be karma Chameleogenics then, would it?
We're back to Boy George again.
Absolutely. He's got some exciting news to share with us.
He has. That's
and
right.
He's coming on towards the end of January again. So we're expanding out our operation. We've got Carl here today from Milton Keynes, and Chris is from Hampshire. So, you know, we're spreading it out. We're spreading the love.
Lovely.
Did you read the one from Supply My Business as well?
Yeah, I did. I'm so glad you're listening
to me. I found out what you were doing.
Me? What?
Yeah, you were reading them from the top of the list, and I was reading them from the bottom.
You should know that by now, Paul. I always do. I haven't got time to start at the bottom. They're just.
I'm not starting at the bottom. I'm going straight to the top.
I normally have to do either all of them.
I'm XHR. I can start where I want.
Former, I think, is better than X, isn't it?
Sorry?
Former.
Former.
Former, yeah. It's more positive than X, isn't it?
Who cares? They're all has-beens. Sorry. No, it's getting. No, you don't deserve that. That is not fair. It's not nice. I shall admonish myself for that. I'll tell you what, Joe. As a reward, you can read an email that I haven't read
yet. So kind. Remind me later how kind.
Don't
you
matter.
Are. Kent and Medway Growth Hub, a 2-year, £500,000 contract has been awarded to KICC to deliver a business support service to businesses of all sizes and sectors across Kent and Medway. The Growth Hub will help business to navigate the complex landscape of business support, funding and information currently available, whether that be locally provided or national. The service will offer a website with a wealth of information, a telephone support helpline, an online advice service, and will run several events across the county aimed at coordinating and promoting the numerous offers of support available. So, where's the link on it? The relaunch of a new look website and the addition of online services will take place in January 2017, along with a promotional campaign aimed at supporting businesses to grow. So the website is kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk.
Cool. We are now entering into our sixth year and we are busy, which means flexible working is on the increase. We are very proud to be sponsoring the Quibber, that's the Kent Women in Business Awards, in March next year, and are excited to be part of a special recognition award for diversity in the workplace, in particular, flexible working. I wanted to conduct some local research on Kent-based businesses and their approach to flexible working, and a quick opinion poll will enable us to champion local businesses who are innovative and forward-thinking and include flexible working as part of their diversity strategy. Hopefully, you will be interested in taking part. It's a simple few questions. Do you advertise flexible working within your organisation? Do you have any flexible workers currently? If so, approximately how many? I don't think she means double jointed. If not, will you be looking at this in the future for your talent attraction and retention plans? I appreciate your time on this and would also encourage you to consider the awards for your business or a member of your staff. It's a well-attended event and it's entering its fifth year. I look forward to hearing from you and following up with the findings, which we will publish in January. If you'd like to find out more, this is from Andrea Starbuck, and you can follow Andrea on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is 10to2 Kent A. Let me spell that for you. T-E-N, the number 2, the word 2, T-W-O, Kent A. Okay? That's Andrea Starbuck, and she's director of 10to2, and they are a flexible working organisation. So do give her a follow. Do her little survey. And find out what they're thinking about flexible working.
It's interesting listening to yet another podcast yesterday. Mm. That's all I do.
As you would.
Mm-hmm. They were talking about flexible working. They were saying how years ago flexible working was only seen as working part-time and how actually there's so many different ways of working flexibly nowadays. It'd be interesting to see whether people answering that survey actually understand that, because people do often think that you know, flexible working is just part-time.
Yeah, zero-hour contract, and that Bob's your uncle. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And it's another one of those things that drives me nuts, is that people don't understand the breadth, depth and differences in the work marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, that's me. I've got some good news. At last, it's ready. I can confirm that Grow Your Business live training will be tonight. That's the 29th of November.
His name, John Butt, the Canadian man. I'm meeting him for coffee later this week, Thursday. Yes,
exactly.
John, exactly.
7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
He's not Canadian. He's just got a business in Canada.
No, but he spends a lot of time in Canada. And we went to the same school, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
He contacted me on LinkedIn after this show and said, did you know we went to the same school? And I said, I mentioned you on the bunker last time for the exact same reason, but he hadn't heard me. So he just knew of it through LinkedIn as well. There you go. That's
anyway,
giving you extra shout out there, John. Anyway, exactly. Carry on, Paul.
Thank you. It's so kind.
Yeah. What's he doing tonight again?
He's got live training, Grow Your Business, from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Well worth a listen.
Yeah. He says, I've been thinking about this for a long time and it's making me feel guilty. So I'm going to make a consistent effort to do this whenever I can. That's why he's doing the Grow Your Business Today workshop. I finally get to show you some real-life practical things that will make you money and help you work less. Yay! It's free. He's doing it out of love. And if you want to join in, the registration page is marketingforowners.com/go/live-training. Or you can follow John on Le Twitter, and it's John, J-O-N, at marketingforowners.com.
You see, he understands the importance of an easy-to-describe URL on the radio.
Exactly.
You can tell.
No shortened links, no 53-link Eventbrite links.
Underscores and everything else. No, exactly.
None of that. Straight to the point.
Exactly.
Marketingforowners.com. Good.
So I have a tweet that I'm reading here, and it is the top of the list, just to be clear, so that you don't read it again later, from Simon Chapman, who apparently is a first-time listener to the show, and he's looking forward to taking part in January. I hope he's not being put off. It's not normally like this. Actually, to be fair,
it's normally worse.
It's normally worse. <Yeah. laughs> So I don't know if I'll be on the same show as you, Simon. Hope so. Actually, we haven't agreed shows for next year yet.
I'm still thinking about it. Yeah. We've got an austerity program going on here. Yeah. I've got Jo on a flexible work program. She comes in on Sundays. The show's on a Tuesday. Sorry, Jo. Well, yeah, you don't deserve this.
No, I don't. But it's fine.
At least you're sober.
I know, I have my supporters out there.
Unlike some of my co-hosts.
But she's sobered this week. But not in the same way.
I was only at breakfast.
Yeah.
By nine o'clock, she was solid gone again.
Yeah. So Lisa said she's listening in. Did she hear that we mentioned her earlier?
I don't know.
You did, didn't you?
I did mention Lisa earlier. But you were asking me if she heard. How do I know?
Good question.
I did mention.
I was about to ask her how her derriere was, but if she wasn't listening earlier, she might be wondering why I was asking, but she wouldn't wonder, would she?
I did mention her right at the start of the show.
You did. Yeah.
And she is due on the show on December the 13th.
That's right. You mentioned that too, didn't you?
Do you know what?
I think she might be able to sit down again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I said I'd help.
Or do you think when she's sitting down, she's like wiggling her legs all the time, because that's sort of what you do?
Well, I do that quite a lot as well.
It doesn't work on the radio either. I was doing a little sort of demo of
pretending
you were riding your bike while you were
sitting on the
chair.
We're missing Bird, because normally we Facebook Live this, and that's why it's all going wrong, because Bird's not here, so we're not Facebook Live-ing it.
She's not here Facebook Live-ing it, we're doing loads of things you can't see on the radio.
Because we're just so used to being on the telly at the same time. Anyway, do you know what? We're going to talk to our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show for the very first time, Mr. Matt Price of Lone Star Comedy.
Hello.
Hi.
That's why we've been so funny today, because we're obviously auditioning, not.
Right.
Not Matt, to the funny and not to the auditioning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. The Tears of a Clown was my effort at cheesy tunage on your behalf.
That's just what people do when they hear your jokes, Paul.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about you and about Lone Star Comedy.
So, yeah, Lone Star Comedy has been running for about 5 years now.
Right.
And it all started at Lanterns in Folkestone.
Right.
The gentleman that was running at the time, it didn't quite work out and it stopped trading. There was a gentleman that went to the gigs that really enjoyed it and wanted to start it up again, approached a gentleman that was running it and said, look, do you mind if I can take the Lone Star name and start up again and we go again? And he said, of course you can, yeah, go on. Yeah, it's been going now 5 years. I've been on board for about last year. My partner that started it all up is an ex-commercial director of Holiday Extra.
Right, okay.
Ian Stewart. And he basically where I come into it, my best mate is a stand-up comedian, has been for about 10 years.
Right.
So I've been all around the country.
That's
with
a long
him.
Time to stand up, isn't it? Yeah. Somebody get that man a seat.
Yeah.
Do you appear in his, like, you know, when they say stand-ups generally sort of talk about real life, don't they? And they sort
I've got this mate called Matt. Yeah. Barney, you want to see what he does? Yeah, that kind of thing.
Do you see yourself in some of the things he says? Yeah. And he's not told you he's going to include you.
Yeah. No one can actually see him. He's invisible. But no, he's been going for about 10 years. I've been following him around all the country whilst he's been sort of like growing in his business. And he's actually on tour with Sean Walsh at the moment, supporting him.
Right.
Anyway. It kind of got to a point where I thought, I want to go. And he's always been encouraging me, going, write some jokes and tell them on stage. Come on, I'll get you up on stage and you can tell a few. I was rubbish.
You've now got a cat joke.
Yeah, I've got a cat joke. Yeah, I'll remember.
Joke?
I've remembered it, I think.
You've got two.
The
first half of the show could be the cat joke and the second half could be the giraffe joke.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Joe.
That's a whole set you got there.
So anyway, I then thought to myself, well, if I can't do the jokes and write the jokes, perhaps I'll set the nights up. I was thinking about how I could do that and where to even start. But obviously, I already knew Ian. And Ian just turned around and went, well, why don't you jump on board with me at Lone Star and we'll see if we can grow. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. So I've been with him now about a year, and we are growing slowly but steadily and nicely.
Okay, so explain to me how it works. Do you have a fixed location, fixed premises, or do you take it on tour?
We take it on tour. Mm. We are all around Kent. Mm. We'd like to target schools and sports clubs, right. Ideally. Basically, anyone that's got a venue, we will consider it.
Right.
But reason why we like schools and we like sports clubs is because schools have parents that are going to support and the tickets are saleable.
Mm.
And sports clubs have members that want to raise money for their sports club.
Sure.
So you've got a ready-made audience.
Absolutely.
That are going to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
We will do it in pubs and clubs and any venue that wants to raise a bit of money. Mm. But yeah, we're all around Kent. We've probably got about 9-10 regular gigs.
Right.
And randomly enough, we've got a couple in Sussex and even one in Gloucestershire.
Right. Maybe we can find you one in Milton Keynes or Northampton.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah.
He's got space in his kitchen for a gig.
How much does your kitchen fit?
Yeah. Probably about two.
Two? That's a good gig.
You could double your audience.
Yeah. So we will go to anywhere, really. If you are a school that does just their normal fetes and boot fairs and things like that, you're run-of-the-mill fundraising and you want a different idea, then give us a call.
Is it rude? I'm not sure our head would like it in our hall.
No, we can bespoke it to everybody's needs. We can cater for families. We can cater for rugby teams that just want blue. I mean, there's thousands of hundreds.
Smurfs, you mean?
Yeah, Smurfs, little Smurfs running around everywhere.
So he does the cat jokes in schools and the Smurf jokes in rugby clubs.
Rugby clubs, it'll be fine. Yeah.
But no, there's hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of acts that we have connections with, either directly or through agents. So if you want clean, we can do clean. If you want blue, we can do blue. We can basically do any type of night you want.
That's twice you've said that. What are the other options? There must be other options.
No. That's not
that is it. Just clean and blue. There must be.
No, the blue ones are funny ones. Everything else is a bit.
You can get blue that really isn't funny, and then everyone just sits there very awkwardly. Yeah. But we don't book those kind of acts.
I was thinking blue is kind of sad. Yeah. Oh, you can do a sad one.
And then he died.
But no, we can bespoke. We can set up a gig for whatever your needs are, really, to within standards.
So and you have a pool of acts that you can pull in that are appropriate for the venue. And the type of thing that you're staging.
Yeah. We can do the family. We can do any type, really.
Okay.
So sign me up for the cat themed one then.
Yeah, I'll LinkedIn you. Yeah.
You're going for the big.
I need a few more jokes though. I can't just do the one, can I?
You're going for the big gig, Pussy in the Park. That one. Yeah.
Here we go.
Anyway, Matt, your role in this is kind of business development, I guess, in terms of getting the gigs. I mean, do you also get to tour the country looking for new acts?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I actually head up to Edinburgh each year for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Yeah, I like getting up there and like to just go round, like, just random acts and just watch and see if there's any new acts that I like the look of that I can perhaps book for gigs. But obviously, this now probably means I'm going to get loads of people going, can I come and work? Can I come? Can I? Which we get anyway, and we're like, hang on, we need to see you first. Yeah. Can't just book anyone, otherwise we get someone like Joe.
Yeah.
With one joke.
And you've got to be up there for 20 minutes.
but talking about such things, do you ever do open mic type things?
We don't tend to. It's something that we will look into, but we tend to look into doing the paid spots, so we get the good quality acts that we pay a good sum of money for them to come down and do a really good night. The problem with running open nights are it can be quite difficult to keep going because you're not quite sure. Yeah, you're not quite sure the standard of the new acts that are going to get up and tell their jokes, and it's like the audience are like, and then never come back.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know if you've ever read Michael McIntyre's autobiography.
Of course I have.
And he started off doing open mic and doing things like Jonglers and stuff like that. But when he was doing open mics, most nights he was booed off.
Yeah.
You know, and he was hoiked off by the management. They're going, no, shut up, clear off.
Yeah.
Posh.
And it was really funny reading his autobiography. Basically, he got a paid gig one night at a Jongleurs club because like 10 acts had all cried off and they'd sold tickets. And up until then, he'd only ever done more about a minute before he was hiked off anyway. And he suddenly had a 20-minute slot that he was paid to do.
Yeah.
And he from, you know, the rest of his history, having done that, he became an international superstar, as Dame Everidge would say.
Well, most acts will start, it's like very basic, 5-minute spots unpaid. Mm. And believe it or not, it's actually very difficult even to get 5 minutes worth of. I mean, if you think of standing on a stage and you've got to tell jokes for 5 minutes, even that is difficult.
Paul doesn't struggle with doing 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's got to be funny.
It's got to be funny, I know. Yeah. You are quite funny, actually.
Thank you very much. just as long as I don't have to try and write jokes and then it all goes wrong. Yeah. Spontaneous funniness.
I'm sure we've got somebody in the local business community who does stand-up. Does it ring any bells for anybody?
I've had a few salespeople that think they're having a laugh.
I'm sure there's somebody I've heard who's just sort of doing it, you know, alongside the other stuff that...
I don't know, possibly.
She does. I think it's a woman. I'll have a think.
That's 50% cut out.
Well, there's Lynn Parker that speaks on the Women in Business thing. She does a talk called Funny Women.
Funny Women, yeah.
Yeah.
No, in London as well. They've got a whole big...
Yeah.
Group and as far as they tutor young and upcoming, well, probably just up and coming comedians, comedians.
So Matt, if we want to find out more about Lone Star or we want to book a gig or whatever, what do we do? How do we find out about
you can find us. Our website is www.lonestarcomedy.co.uk. We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Lone Star Comedy. You can email me, matthew.lonestar@hotmail.com. That's Matthew of two T's. Yeah. Well, I don't want them going M-A-T-H-E-W and then not getting through to me.
I don't think that was a joke, actually.
No, that's, I thought it was really funny, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much.
That was the funniest one you said. Matthew with two T's. Yeah,
yeah. In fact, I've only had one T today. Where's my other?
I think I said this last time, wasn't that Starbucks one where they said Mark with a C and they
yeah,
a
yeah.
cup on the
cock.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, that's how you find us.
Yeah. So two T's, Matt. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much.
It's great to hear from you, Matt. Thank you for joining us on the Business Monk Show and telling us about Lone Star Comedy. So if you run a school, a rugby club, a football club, any kind of club or anything like that, and you want to stage an event and you want to raise some money and do stuff like that, get in touch with Matt. That's matthew.lonestar@hotmail.com.
That's correct, yep.
So drop an email or follow them on the Twitter or look at their website, which is lonestarcomedy.co.uk.
Yep.
Fantastic. Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bank Show.
Thanks for having me.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. A pleasure to hear from you. Joe, you can do an email and then we'll talk to our next guest.
Oh, he's so bossy. Right, given Arena Pursuit's gift voucher this Christmas, ideal for those difficult to buy for people from the ages of 10 to 80 plus. So you could do family quad bike trekking, perfect for a group of friends, dads and lads, mums and daughters, or a fun family activity with a difference. Experienced instructors and over 10 miles of exciting tracks. Order now, it says. It's rather a sales pitch on here. Adult quad bike trekking. Great activity for stag or hen parties, birthdays and days out. Suitable for all levels of experience. Ride on the 10 miles of private tracks as well as the two off-road 4x4 courses. Early learning driving. Too young for the road. This is a great gift for anyone keen on getting behind the wheel. Using a Land Rover Discovery and a very brave driving instructor. This is suitable for anyone 11 years plus. Little Dottie would love that.
Go for it.
She wants us to
That's
get
Christmas
a
sorted.
Land Rover. Yeah, no, she's not 11 yet. But maybe her birthday next year. That would be very cool. Family 4x4 driving experience, ideal for all generations who fancy an off-road drive. Available from May to mid-October. Younger members get a quick lesson and practice, followed by a good off-road experience for the adults. So for more information and to order, you can call 01580 879 614 or email peter@arenapursuits.com.
Cool. Molly Moody Media. Molly Moody Media.
Moodle.
Molly Moody Media.
No, Moodle.
Moodle. Molly Moodle Media. Moodle.
No drinking here today. Yeah.
Molly Moody Media.
Moodle.
Moodle.
It's an L Moodle. And I.
Like poodle.
I've got a spider on my screen. It's not a spot above there.
I can see his screen. He hasn't. So just a bit of spit.
Molly Moodle Media.
Much better. No, UK.
Says, loves listening to the Business Bunker Show. Great job, everyone.
She doesn't now you've got her name wrong four times.
No, but she's got a lot of exposure. Everybody's Googling it now. Yeah. And talking of which, Chris Hyde of Comedogenics has been on and said, thank you. Very, very much for the two shout outs.
Very good.
I'll sign him up, good. Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, what's his number?
I've got an email here. This is a bit of a way off, but we'll start talking about it now. And it's a thing called Women Work. And they've got an event on Friday, the 10th of March, 2017, at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. And they say this is one not to miss, which is why they're telling us about it with lots of time to book up. It's a full day of inspiration for women and the men who support them from all over Kent and will be taking place at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells on the 10th of March. The afternoon event is completely free and full of brilliant networking opportunities and workshops for women, mothers and daughters from every walk of life, giving you the opportunity to be bold, be you and be heard. Tickets for the evening event are £5, and with all the proceeds will be donated to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre, and they'll be showcasing inspiring stories from the front line of life. So you can get your evening ticket below, and the link for the evening ticket is assemblyhall.co.uk/what's-on/variety/women-work/. And that's for the evening tickets. The daytime event is completely free. You can find out more about it by following on the Twitter, which is Women Works sorry, Women Work Events. Women Work Events on their Facebook page, which is Women Work Events as well.
Oh, I'm just tired listening to all of that.
I know. Well, you've got to sort it out in amongst all the other linky thingy pingy things.
Exactly.
It's there. Follow them on the Twitter. Yeah. That's the easiest thing.
By the way, Lisa says her derriere is fine now. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. A soft body. We like that. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guest onto the show, the absolutely lovely Anne Walker-Parry. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank
you. It's been great the last few hours.
It's felt that long, hasn't it?
It feels like it.
It drags a bit, doesn't it?
I don't think that I've ever been this quiet for so long.
Well, now's your chance.
Now I've had to wait my turn.
So, Anne, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? But before you do, yeah. I'm kind of discerning a kind of New England, Massachusetts kind of accent there.
I am, yeah. I'm from Boston.
Yeah, from Boston?
Yeah, so we moved here 8 years ago, this past October.
Wow.
Yeah, but my husband's a Kentish man or a man from Kent, right, whichever.
Okay. You got two husbands, or?
She's
got one in each half of the county.
But he's from Maidstone originally.
Ah, okay.
So does that make him Paul? I can never remember either.
Makes him a man of Kent.
Is it?
Man of Kent.
Or okay, Kentish
must
man.
Be the same as mine. No, you don't know either. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah.
While I Google it.
So, Anne, tell us a bit about you and a bit about what you do. You're very involved in the world of art.
Yes, I am. Yes.
So let's kind of explore that a bit. I happen to know that Carl here is an art collector as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, my fiancé listening won't be very happy, but yeah. Every time we go into an art gallery, I always come out with a piece or several.
Well, I know you don't have to go home right away, so you could come home with me because...
Yeah. Oh!
Well, lots of art for you to explore.
She's expanded. She's getting past Man of Kent and Kentish Man. She's on the Milton Keynes now.
And now you've done your bit, maybe your fiancé's not listening anyway, and you might get away with buying some more.
Yeah. No, she's still listening.
Oh, she's still listening. Aww. So I can tell you, it is... The division to east and west is Man of Kent for residents east of the Medway, Kentish Man for west of the Medway. So what does that make him?
Well, well the Medway goes through Maidstone, east, so you work that out.
Side of
Maidstone. God. Andrew, if you're listening, tweet me.
Does he even know?
And which side's Chatham then?
We don't even talk about Chatham.
Oh.
He's a man of Kent.
I don't blame you.
He's a man of Kent. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. I want to talk about art.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you do?
There's lots to talk about art. Do we want to talk about the creative side or do we want to talk about the power of art?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's start off by exploring what your role is with art and what it is you do and your business does, and then we kind of expand it from there.
Right. So what I do is, I guess, twofold. One is I'm an agent to creatives, so not just artists who, you know, use a brush and a wheel, but also authors and hopefully actors and actresses.
Creatives,
someday.
Basically.
So creatives.
Mm. Do you know the creative industries currently are worth £84 billion a year to the UK economy?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Just thought I'd let you know that.
And the flip side of it, where you know we make the money, is actually being an art consultant, which we provide art for every reason and art for anything.
It's an interesting thing because art is perceived to be, especially you know like traditional art paintings and sculptures and things like that, is perceived to be an incredibly difficult thing to be involved in. You know, we hear the artists are always impoverished.
Yes.
You know, and even you know, people like, I don't know, Van Gogh never sold a painting in his entire life.
They have to die first, don't they? Isn't that how
it happens? Yeah, exactly. You have to die to be famous. Yeah.
Or just not make your bed for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, edgy.
Edgy. Like it.
Yes, exactly.
You're right. I mean, I think, you know, creatives are the best artists that they can be is when they're actually... have very, you know, very little resources. And that's what makes an artist, you know, truly great. It's because they can, you know, use their imagination and they can pull from themselves as much as they can to create. So, and it may not be money. But there are different markets.
Sure.
You know, there's the emerging market, which I like to work in, and that's anyone who has talent or thinks they have talent. Mm-hmm. you know, so that would be kind of the person that you'd know that would go to the local galleries. They may have, you know, gotten some exposure, you know, through public art projects and such that. And then there's the secondary market, which is like the Banksy and the Tracy Emmons and the Damien Hirst of the world. And then, of course, the primary market where, you know, it's Cézanne, it's Van Gogh. Oh, I'll say this for you, Andrew, Van Gogh, you know. So, you know, it's really difficult. But I think for me, I try to make it a little bit more of a unique experience with clients is because I would like to break down the barriers between, you know, oh, and I'll use an English word, posh, you know, art. And because I try to brand myself alongside the business, I feel that I'm approachable and the artists that I represent are approachable. Mm. So your
role is to represent artists and get them out into the market, or is it to
promote them?
Yeah.
To promote them and get them in front of as many people as I can. And of course, the end result would have to be getting them sold so they're not starving artists.
Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? Mm. As you know, I own Fruitworks in Canterbury, which is a community workspace. And when we first acquired a large part of the building, we were approached to put on an art exhibition for a week, which we duly did for the local college.
Yeah.
And they had a fabulous time, and we had literally hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of people came to it. Mm. And they said, can't you do this all the time? And I would love to be
like that.
Sorry?
Did they say it just like that?
Just like that. Please.
It was probably some of the students' grandparents, you know, grandparents.
Yeah, grandparents.
I want my little boy's art on the wall all the time. Please. I want to get
exactly,
him sold.
That's exactly what it was, Anne. You've nailed it. She's not a consultant for nothing, you know.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But as the owner of premises, it's just not financially possible. The cost of the premises are huge.
Yeah.
And to just have an empty warehouse in which you display art on the wall is just not physically possible.
Comedy night.
Sorry?
Comedy night.
To raise funds to buy the art.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, there you go. It's funny.
It is actually funny you should say that. Ha ha ha. we actually have had comedy there before.
Excellent. We'll talk later.
Well, I don't want to use a cliche, but you know, thinking outside of the box, I'm not someone who represents the artists in a gallery atmosphere. Mm. So what I like to do is I like to bring, you know, art into unusual places.
Yeah.
You know, so last week I did a business networking event, which was free, and about 45 people showed up, and it was a charity building, but the charity was actually a charity in which they got people back into work. And because I had the art, and they asked me to put some art on the walls for a few months. And I said, well, that's fine. We'll do that. And Kent Enterprise Trust, they allowed me to have an event there. And it was fantastic because people were networking, but they were also enjoying the art. So there
Absolutely.
Was, again,
yeah.
You know, we didn't have that, you know, I feel intimidated that I have to interpret the art that's on the wall. And that's what happens sometimes in galleries. And I think your example of having the students, you know, exhibition, that's fantastic. It gets them seen. It gives them, you know, that, enthusiasm. And they do get more courage and confidence. Mm. But probably not a lot of people bought. And it's the same with, you know, run-of-the-mills, but the average galleries. People show up for an intellectual glass of wine, and other artists show up to support other artists. Mm-hmm. So there has to be another way. And there are art consultants in the world who, you know, go out and actively find, you know, hotels, commercial enterprises that they use, you know, the power of color, the power of art. Mm-hmm. And they get these things, you know, so it's a fantastic, energetic atmosphere for their employees. But not only that, they're really impressing their clients because, you know, their reception area isn't this kind of cold or old, you know, with dead plants in the corner. You know, you've got – or plants. I knew you were doing that. I saw your lips. You were going to say plants, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's a very exciting world.
I love what you're doing because you're absolutely right, and that was kind of where I was coming to with my point. if I dedicate my building to hanging pictures on the wall,
yeah.
I'm going to go broke really quickly.
Exactly.
But if you display art in another setting, there's a whole lot of different things that you can do.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm really committed to promoting these artists, and I'm not going to say that I handpick them. You know, I get people who contact me through other contacts. Networking is really big with me, because I think, you know, it's getting down to that point where you have to have, you know, a physical contact with someone to really understand and show them what art is all about. And just the enthusiasm, I think, you know, is sure. Definitely catchy. Mm. So, I'd love to get in front of clients and just, you know, explain to them and persuade them that there is a power to art. You know, I think that there's a lot of health centers and hospitals that understand this already, mm-hmm. and they've kind of taken that on in the world. But the aspiring companies, such as technology companies, you will see that, you know, they're the type of companies who have a ping pong table, you know, in their basement, or, oh, there you go, mm-hmm. there's one here in the room. So, and they're avid, you know, collectors, or they want to support not only their employees, you know, getting them inspired, changing the directions, you know, changing the direction of thought in meetings, or another focal point, you know, for discussion.
Mm. Yeah, I interview somebody who does that very thing. So goes in and talks very specifically about employee engagement mm-hmm. through art,
yeah.
which, you know, was quite new to me. So it sort of fits with the sort of thing
yes,
that you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also trainers out there who are empowering leaders, and they have art classes. You mm-hmm. know, so it's workshops. It's everywhere. I mean, if you think about it, color really does play a huge part in our everyday life. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's through retail, whether it's through commerce, you know, it doesn't matter.
Mm. So. Let's cut to the chase a bit.
Yes.
If I own a small hotel or a restaurant or a venue of some kind,
yes.
How does it work for me? You come along and go, come on, Paul, mm-hmm. you got boring walls. Put some art on the walls. What happens?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'll say.
Yeah.
In a much nicer accent.
Yeah, possibly, yes. Yeah. I'll be exotic to them. Yeah, so I'd just go in and find out, you know, it could be a hotel. I'd find out who their clientele is, just like a commercial enterprise, who their employees are, who their clientele are, and cater to that or curate for that.
Okay, so
whether it be commissioned work or works that I already know that I can resource from an international base of creators.
Okay, and for me as a venue owner,
uh-huh.
what does that cost me? How does it work?
Well, that's free.
Okay.
So if you have an event with me, it's free.
Okay.
So I can put up exclusive art exhibitions. You know, it's just kind of in the background. It could right. be charity.
So if I was sorry to interrupt.
But in the hotel, yeah. I know you're looking at the clock, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if you are a hotelier, so yeah. I'd go in and essentially just say my advice is free.
Yeah.
And the only thing that they have to pay for is the art.
Right.
So, well, and then, you know, possibly their time in actually putting up the art
right.
or framing it and so on and so right. forth. But no, art consultancy is free.
Okay. But what you do with that consultancy is you go, I see on that wall, I see, you know, a cactus or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah. Don't know. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of research, you know, mm. over the years. Mm. I mean, my degree was in art history, so the classics as well. Mm. And so, you know, understanding now what people want is really what we have to, you know, tell our clients, you know, well, it sounds like your clients are going to want this.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, that sometimes means persuading the hotelier to accept that. Mm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be originals. It can be, you know, 240 abstract prints,
right.
you know, and it could be prints on aluminum. Or aluminium. I'm really good. I'm going to have a show just on like expat humor.
Tomatoes and aluminium.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever thought of this? My old American boss used to say that you have the US Post, but you mail a letter. And you have the Royal Mail, but you post a letter. How can that be?
Or checking a bill, you know. Oh, I'm so confused.
I'm really.
We've left it speechless. We are speechless. But I think the most important thing is, you know, is that you don't need to know how to buy art. It's really the story behind it, what it makes you feel. It's your emotions. It doesn't have to be a Banksy. It doesn't have to cost, more than £100. It's what you want, and it's what makes it, you know, unique to you.
Can I have that girl playing tennis, scratching her bum? That's the one. That's my favorite.
Do you want the picture or the actual girl? Yeah, because exactly. I'm not into that business.
Oh, you're not. Do you know, funnily enough, I think she's probably about 85 by now, isn't she? Because that post has been around an awful long time.
So James McKenzie says, hi, Anne, great interview. And he's covered in paint. He's finishing his latest painting.
He is a very messy painter. So I just want to say, James, be really careful.
What's he doing? The ceiling at the moment.
Yeah.
he's doing that. The seascape. Yes, again, it doesn't translate to radio.
That's one of his latest commissions.
Look on Twitter.
I see.
Right.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yes. So he must be covered in red, yellow, orange, grey, black, blue,
everything, green. Everything. And he has a really small studio, so you'd be really, really surprised. He's an Essex boy. But yeah, he's one of our bigger internationally sold artists, as well as Sue Hall, Ruth Dent. You know, I could go on and on.
You feel free. You feel free.
Do we have time?
We don't have a huge amount of time, but this is a fascinating subject.
It is.
And I'm really enjoying talking to you about it because it's something
multifaceted.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say. There's a lot of it.
If only you knew that word.
I'll help you.
Thank you. I've just been distracted by a tweet I've got there from Molly Moodle Media.
All right, Molly.
She's now changed her name to Molly Poodle Media and sent me a gif of dancing poodles. So
yes, well, you know, Molly's a young entrepreneur in Medway, right. Rochester, and she's doing a lot to shout out for the local art scene. So just watch that space.
Fantastic. We could talk about this for a lot longer. And
Have me back.
Yeah. Actually, I think you will, because I do want to talk to you more about it. We're sadly kind of running out of time. I want to do two things. I want you to tell us how we can find out more about you and what you do, and you can do that in a minute. Have you got anything coming up where we can actually come along and experience some of this art that you're pulling out?
Yeah, well, let's see. So far I've done I'm doing my fourth I've only been in business, believe it or not, 7 months.
Wow. Okay.
So, hey.
This is deliberate.
This is the newbies on the block. although I did several months of research before I actually signed on the dotted line.
I just started.
But so we've done this will be actually coming up is a pink and green ball in Dover, which I'm putting up some seaside art. And, oh, boy, you've missed a few things. As I mentioned, we had business networking event.
I love that she comes on the show and tells us we've missed all these events. Yeah. It was our fault.
I did send it to you.
Yeah, you just ignored it, Joe. Yeah.
I don't go to anything, though, remember.
Well, it was free, though. It was free. I mean, what networking could you go to that's free, you know? So, but I should be having more networking sessions. I'm just looking for some venues, possibly around Medway or Maidstone, to put up some art, perhaps in their reception areas.
Okay.
And then bring the case of wine and we'll have a party.
Fantastic. It sounds brilliant. How can we find out more about you?
It's fensterart.co.uk or artfenster and Twitter. That's our Twitter handle. And then, of course, Pinterest and also Instagram.
And very, very quickly.
And lots of different networking sessions. I go to ABC, lots of them.
And very quickly, why Fenster?
Okay. So growing up in Boston, there's a neighborhood called the Fenway. And my great-grandmother, my grandmother lived in the Fenway on Peterborough Street. And it was a block away from Fenway Park.
The Red Sox play.
Uh-huh.
And go Red
my
Sox.
My favorite. Go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox. Sox. Oh, my God. Boom, 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 boom. Anyway.
And the other one is, what do you call it?
It's the wave type thing.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Wave.
So, it was just, it was just one of those just truly memorable experiences growing up in that neighborhood. And I even named my dog that, Fenway. But I called him Fenster for short, so Fenster Art.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. We'll have you back later on.
Thanks, I would love that.
And explore this in even more depth. But for the moment, Ann Walker Parry of Fenster Art, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool. Do you know?
I'm pointing at Victoria.
I know you're pointing at Victoria because you want Victoria to read out her web address.
I do. We didn't let her tell you how to get in touch with
you. You are allowed to speak.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to press a button or something.
Let me clear this up for you. Victoria does sign language. You do speaking. Yeah. I know it's confusing. Victoria.
So for the proofreading, copy editing, that's anything from websites, literature, books, catalogues, annual reports, anything that you want to read properly, I can be contacted at www.hesketh-jones.co.uk. That's HESKETHJONES. Or you can email me, victoria@hesketh-jones.co.uk. And for the signing, you can find me on the Sing and Sign website, which is singandsign.co.uk, and look for Wield of Kent. And I have a Facebook page for both.
Fantastic. All of those web addresses for all of our guests are on the Kent Business Radio website. They will stay there forever under show number 303. So you can find them all on the Kent Business Radio website as well. Thank you for that. Right. Do you know what? I think.
Channel Radio News Update.
I think it's time we did the FSB News Update. I'm going to round up some events that are happening. Don't worry about the booking. If you go into the Kent Business Radio website, under the FSB tab, all the booking links are there, so you can find that. So I'm just going to quickly run through, because we're really running out of time. Tomorrow, that's the 30th of November, manana, is a social media strategy to enhance your business. And that's with the lovely Zoe Cairns at ZC Social Media, and that's at the Romney Marsh Resource Centre down there on the marsh. Also tomorrow is the Grow Kent Conference, and we're really looking forward to that. I will be cheering it. I'm chairing the event, and we kick off at 7 a.m. For an event breakfast, but it's a fantastic new event for Kent, and that's at the Ashford International Hotel. The 3rd of December is designated as Small Business Saturday, and I expect every single one of you to go out and buy something locally, and I'm going to come around and check. And if not, there's going to be trouble. So that's the 3rd of December is Small Business Saturday. On the 5th of December, it's Women in Business Christmas Drinks at Eastwell Manor, as I mentioned earlier. And then on the 7th of December is the FSB Networking at the Secret Pantry in Tenterton. And that's in the evening and includes a business card draw for a box of festive ciders and juices. I'm going to be going to that because I live in Tenterton, and it's the very first networking event we've ever had in Tenterton. So that's on the 7th of December. On the 8th of December is Dementia Friends, a social action movement run by Alzheimer's Society that aims to give people an understanding of dementia and dementia in the workplace. And that's on the 8th of December. On the 16th of December is Slope Off Friday, which is lunch and networking. Basically, you can go and get slosh with Jules Serkin, basically, is what it boils down to. And then on the 27th of January, I'm running a Skills 30-30 event at the Lee Academy, and I want 25 businesses to join me for a morning of networking with A-level students, and I will be rounding you up shortly to come and get involved in that.
Fresh evidence on quarterly tax reporting burden. A PwC report commissioned by FSB suggests government plans for making tax digital, MTD, should be delayed, with small businesses exempt from the proposals. The report shows MTD is likely to increase the administrative burden and costs for small firms. FSB estimated last month that the policy will cost the average small company an extra £2,770 a year on top of their existing tax administration burden.
Fantastic. SME manufacturers are expecting export growth, as reported by the CBI in their quarterly index. The survey of 423 firms reported that total new orders edged up slightly in the 3 months leading up to October, and output rose. In addition to 25% of small and medium-sized enterprises said they were more optimistic, while 21% said they were slightly less optimistic. Meanwhile, 30% said the volume of output was up, and 21% said it was staying static. So, again, that's an overall rise of 10%. So things going upwards and onwards.
A new apprenticeship tool for employers. The Skills Funding Agency has produced a new tool to support employers across England to take on apprentices. The online tool provides information about more than 16,000 apprenticeships, as well as details about the training providers that can deliver the qualifications. Employers can use the tool to search for apprenticeship training by job role and for training providers by postcode. And if you go to gov.uk and search for apprenticeship training tool, I would guess that that'll be the best route to find it.
Fantastic. UK economic growth has grown in the last quarter by 0.5%, which confounded all the predictions, which were totally wrong. One more.
Okay, does your business see potential? Business great. So Richard Branson, Deborah Meaden and Simon Cowell are driving the See Potential employment campaign to help businesses fill skills gaps by becoming more open-minded about talent. You can join more than 100 employers enjoying the business benefits of broadening their talent streams by hiring candidates from disadvantaged groups like the long-term unemployed, ex-offenders, care leavers, homeless people, single parents, recovering addicts and military veterans. Join the hashtag See Potential conversation on Twitter, get inclusive employment tips on LinkedIn and email to share your story.
Fantastic. And I think that brings us to the end of our FSB News Update. Channel Radio News Update. That's the end of the show, really. I just want to say a massive thank you to all of our guests and my lovely co-host, the famous Joe Dodds, and our guest, Mr. Carl Brownshill of Phoenix Interim Recruitment, the lovely Victoria Jones of Hesketh Jones, Matthew Price. It's the price of everything, the cost of nothing. I know. Matthew Price of Lone Star Comedy, and the lovely Anne Walker-Parry of Fence That Art. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Coming up now on Channel Radio, at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite in his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, with his showbiz celebrity entertainment show. And that is followed at 7 o'clock by...
Welcome on to the New Potato Show.
Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music, lovingly handpicked for your delight from 7 till 9 o'clock tonight. At 9 o'clock, we go into our hilariously titled... I was Lord Kitchener's valet, comedy show featuring the highly, highly funny year of 1967.
Oh. Matt hasn't got any of those on his show.
Oh,
1967.
That wasn't a funny year.
No, I wasn't born till 86.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
So that's at 9 o'clock. I was Lord Kitchener's valet, and then, as always, on a Tuesday night, we round off with
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two.
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, on a Tuesday night, we finish off with Club Culture Show with the wonderful Boy George here on Channel Radio. But you've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend 2 hours with you and to hear from our four fabulous guests today. Thank you all so much for joining in. Thank you for tweeting. Thank you for emailing. And thank you for being great out there. We'll be back next week with some more business people from the business community talking to you. But for the moment, thanks a lot and bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.